This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. The O Miami Poetry Festival is a month-long celebration of the art form with a specific mission for every person in Miami-Dade County to encounter a poem. And that includes bringing poetry to South Florida in some very creative ways.
My name is P. Scott Cunningham, and I'm the founder and director of the O Miami Poetry Festival.
First of all, I have basically it's a receipt in my hand, but it's a receipt with a poem on it. And you produced this out of this amazing little machine you have in front of you. Can you describe what this machine is?
Sure. So this machine looks like a little box, and it has a little wooden box, and it has a big red button on top and a sort of a black receipt dispenser. And it's called the Poem-O-Matic. It was made by a guy named Mario Cruz, who's a programmer and a maker. And he made this thing for $70, just basically from stuff that you could find at Staples. but if you press the button, like I'm about to do,
yes.
It will spit out a poem for you. So there's my poem.
So then you just rip it off and then you can read it. When I was in high school, poetry was I think most people thought of it as kind of old fashioned. It was from a different era. Rap, I think, and hip hop, I'm sure, had an influence on that for young people. But talk a little bit about why suddenly this resurgence of poetry. Why has this become so important, I guess, to young people?
It's completely inexpensive. You know, it doesn't require any sort of financial investment to write a poem. If you can think, you can write a poem. And it has this amazing ability to empower young people in that it sort of lives in your body. You know, you speak it out of you, and it becomes a very physical experience. So what I've witnessed among youth poets is it's a really powerful tool for them to process difficult experiences in ways that in normal conversation, they would never get to do or never even be capable of doing. I mean, I think all of us, you know, most conversations we have are sort of very mundane and communicative.
Right.
And poetry allows them to go to this other space where they can express themselves.
You've really gotten a lot of partners in this process. You mentioned Jackson Memorial is one of your partners.
Uh-huh.
The Knight Foundation, certainly. WLRN has partnered with you. Speaking of your partnership with WLRN, we, of course, have Zipodes, which is just this great, great notion.
So it's an ode to your particular zip code, this very prosaic numerical designation. But so how you write one is you put the numbers in your zip code in a column. And then those are the number of words that you can use in each line. So it's a 5-line poem. My zip code is 33137. So I have 3 words, 3 words, 1 word, 3 words, 7 words. And that's the amount of space I have to say something about where I live. The finale reading is Tuesday the 26th at 7 p.m. at the Campong, which we're really excited about. The 30 winners will read their zip odes to an adoring crowd.
And if somebody wants more information, where's the best place for them to go and find that?
OMiami.org. It's just Miami with an O in front, .org.
Be sure to follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio for WLRN. I'm Caroline Brader Watts.